A few days ago, we decided to pay our first visit to the Red River Country. We left Brainerd on the night train, and a little before midnight, went flying toward the west, through pine groves and openings, and getting a good view of the country, even at that hour, by the bright moonlight that lit up the surroundings. At early dawn we began to leave the pines and tamaracks in the rear, and came into open country, near Neganoma, or Purim. Of course, having heard so much of the great country west of us, along the line of the Northern Pacific, we were up at daybreak, and on the rear platform of the cars, in order to not miss something. Every few miles we would go flying past a new town, varying in size from a single pile of lumber or a single tent, up to a dozen or 20 houses. We noticed, between Sunrise and Detroit Lakes, the country had quite extensive farms, many of them well fenced, well stocked, with large fields of growing grain, and comfortable buildings. The country between Wadena and Detroit Lakes pleased us beyond expression. Numerous small rivers, creeks, and gushing brooks of the purest water we ever looked into, crossed our path, rich prairies bordered with heavy groves of mixed timber, good soil, slightly rolling landscape and rich pasturage spread out upon every hand. All things taken into consideration, we deem the country between a point, say 20 miles west of Brainerd, and Detroit Lakes, as desirable for agricultural and stock-raising purposes, as any portion of the handsome country beyond Detroit Lakes.